Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Taliban belittles plan for broader U.S. military role in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's Taliban has condemned as futile new U.S. plans to increase airstrikes against the Islamist insurgency and to deploy American soldiers to the battlefield when necessary. President Obama approved the wider role for the U.S. military after months of debate to help Afghan security forces combat the Taliban. Meantime, Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri has pledged allegiance to new Afghan Taliban leader Haibatullah Akhundzada, a low-profile religious figure whose predecessor was killed in a U.S. drone strike. The pledge comes as Al-Qaeda is facing rivalry from the Islamic State, which has also made inroads into Afghanistan, where the Taliban has been waging a guerrilla war since they were ousted from power in 2001. Violent clashes between rival football fans broke out in two separate French cities on Saturday, marring the international tournament and rehashing questions about security at the event. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after hundreds of British and Russian soccer fans threw beer bottles and chairs at each other, and police struggled to control several violent brawls that broke out in the narrow streets surrounding the area. Later, after the two teams' game ended in a 1-1 tie, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to scramble away and climb fences in a desperate bid to escape. Separately, on the country's Mediterranean coast in the town of Nice, there was also a clash. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning Saturday's deadly attacks on a Shiite shrine in a Damascus suburb. A statement from Ban said reports from local monitor groups in Syria said several civilians, including women and children, were killed and many others wounded in what he called an appalling terror attack claimed by ISIL. The UN chief said those responsible for attacks on civilians must be held accountable. Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake the Anbar provincial town of Fallujah. Edward Uranian reports from our Middle East Bureau in Cairo.
Iraqi government forces and their Shiite militia allies fought to wrest the Anbar province bastion of Fallujah from Islamic State militants Saturday amid conflicting reports on progress. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone Saturday that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance, despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party nominee Donald Trump spoke to a Pennsylvania rally, where he criticized 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of him as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting trickle-down racism. Trump replied by blasting Romney for his failed 2012 campaign against President Obama.
I backed John McCain big league, and he lost. I backed Mitt Romney, and he choked, and he lost. And I said, this time, folks, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to win. We're going to win. We're winning.
Trump also criticized former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, as unfit to be president. Clinton campaigned in Pennsylvania Saturday. Authorities in southern China say at least 3 people are missing and thousands of other people have been trapped in their homes since floods inundated villages in Guangzhou province late last week. The local weather bureau says massive rainstorms saturated the region with as much as 13.4 centimeters of rain, causing landslides in some areas, cutting off power, and making roads impassable. Officials say emergency crews have been called in to clear roads and evacuate residents. A search and rescue operation is also underway. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.